The genius with a thousand helpers model is particularly prevalent in the unsustained comparison companies. The most classic case comes from a man known as the Sphinx, Henry Singleton of Teledyne. Singleton grew up on a Texas ranch with a childhood dream of becoming a great businessman and the model of the rugged individualist. Armed with a Ph.D. from MIT, he founded Teledyne. The name Teledyne derives from Greek and means force applied at a distance. An apt name, as the central force holding the far-flung empire together was Henry Singleton himself. Through acquisitions, Singleton built the company from a small enterprise to number 293 on the Fortune 500 list in 6 years. Within 10 years, he'd completed more than 100 acquisitions, eventually creating a far-flung enterprise with 130 profit centers in everything from exotic metals to insurance. Amazingly, the whole system worked, with Singleton himself acting as the glue that connected all the moving parts together. At one point, he said, "I define my job as having the freedom to do what seems to me to be in the best interest of the company at any time." A 1978 Forbes feature story maintained, "Singleton will win no awards for humility, but who can avoid standing in awe of his impressive record?" Singleton continued to run the company well into his 70s, with no serious thought given to succession. After all, why worry about succession when the very point of the whole thing is to serve as a platform to leverage the talents of your remarkable genius? "If there is a single weakness in this otherwise brilliant picture," the article continued, "it is this. Teledyne is not so much a system as it is the reflection of one man's singular discipline." What a weakness it turned out to be. Once Singleton stepped away from day-to-day management in the mid-1980s, the far-flung empire began to crumble. From the end of 1986 until its merger with Allegheny in 1995, Teledyne's cumulative stock returns imploded, falling 66% behind the general stock market. Singleton achieved his childhood dream of becoming a great businessman, but he failed utterly at the task of building a great company.